Did you think that when Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu went before Congress, he'd peddle his message softly? Nope. He said a nuclear deal with Iran is a bad deal, and that if Israel has to stand alone, it will. Netanyahu's speech was warmly welcomed by Republicans on Capitol Hill, not so much by Democrats. 50 of them boycotted the event. And the rift it created with the White House remains as wide as ever. President Obama later told reporters that he had not listened to Netanyahu's speech, but he saw a transcript and, quote, there was nothing new there. Reporter Daniel Estrin watched the speech from Jerusalem. Pretty incredible presentation, as you suggested yesterday it would be, Daniel. You could almost say it had tones of, I don't know, a State of the Union with its pomp and circumstance, minus 50 people.
It was very much like the State of the Union address. It was a packed Congress. Netanyahu got handshakes all the way down the aisle to the podium, many standing ovations and cheers. And he didn't just speak accentless English. He spoke American. Listen to this.
In this deadly Game of Thrones, there's no place for America or for Israel. No peace for Christians, Jews, or Muslims who don't share the Islamist medieval creed. You don't have to read Robert Frost to know. You have to live life to know that the difficult path is usually the one less traveled. This deal won't be a farewell to arms. It would be a farewell to arms control.
So he managed to mention the TV show Game of Thrones. He cited the poet Robert Frost. There was even a mention there of Ernest Hemingway's Farewell to Arms. And, you know, speaking of American catchisms, I couldn't help but think of the TV series House of Cards when I watched this speech. House of Cards is, of course, a very popular television show about the behind-the-scenes political machinations of the president of the United States. The former Israeli ambassador has said that Netanyahu is a fan of the show, too. And I think that there are parallels there. Netanyahu and his people know how to work the U.S. political system to get him to Congress. Despite White House opposition, he got his stage. We reported on the show a few weeks ago that Netanyahu was likely to be greeted by empty seats at Congress because of all the Democrats who boycotted the speech. And in the end, he got a full house. It was almost like an episode of House of Cards. All those seats were filled today because, according to reports, congressional aides filled those MC seats on the floor. It was beautiful political theater.
Well, he scored at least one hat trick on American cultural icons in his speech today. You know, it's interesting. He's been coming to America for a while now, studied here, went to high school here, even just outside Philadelphia. And I saw 28-year-old Netanyahu on a YouTube video clip from 1978. He's in Boston explaining to Americans what we don't get about Israel in the Mideast. I mean, it's almost been a side career for him.
Yes. I mean, he is known as the man with the voice, the man who knows how to deliver a speech. Even his main opponent in the Israeli elections today said, well, Netanyahu certainly knows how to deliver a good speech.
So Netanyahu is in this tight election race back home. Based on what you saw today with his speech before Congress, is his attempt to create political capital with this visit so obvious that it's going to turn off Israelis who are on the fence?
Yeah. The funny thing is that his opponents, I think, agree with Netanyahu in the contents of his speech that a nuclear Iran is bad for Israel. I think the focus for people on the fence has been what this means for U.S.-Israel relations. And certainly, if in 2 weeks Netanyahu wins these elections, he's going to have 2 more years of Obama. And a lot of people here are worried about what that will look like.
Finally, one more thing, Daniel. House Speaker John Boehner gave Netanyahu a bust of Winston Churchill. Tell us what the significance of that is.
Yeah, it's a really interesting thing. First of all, Netanyahu is the first leader of a foreign country since Winston Churchill to speak in Congress 3 times. More than that, there's a big significance for Netanyahu. Netanyahu says that he sees Churchill as his personal hero. Churchill was the one in the 1930s to warn about what he called the gathering storm, which, as we all know, resulted in World War II. Netanyahu sees himself as a Winston Churchill speaking out against the danger of a nuclear Iran.
Daniel Estrin, speaking with me from Jerusalem. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Marco.